Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following advertisement.
For summer school vacation, Wentworth Zoo is the place to be. See our farm exhibit, reptile house, monkey enclosure, and more. With specially priced group passes for parties of 10 or more available from now until the end of the season, it's the perfect time to check us out. And getting here has never been more convenient. Our complimentary shuttle bus leaves every half hour from the main entrance and will get you to and from public transportation easily.
Number 71. What is being advertised? Number 72. What is available now? Number 73. What is mentioned about the shuttle? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following recorded message.
Thank you for calling Trowbridge Pharmacy. The office and store are closed today as we check our stock to update our inventory records. Please remember that you can order your medicines in advance, ask questions, and get useful information by logging on to our website at www.trowbridge.com. For urgent inquiries or emergency supplies, please contact Dr. Taylor at 555 6465. Otherwise, please call back on Thursday during our usual hours of operation, which are 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. We appreciate your business.
Number 74. What type of business is being called? Number 75. What is the reason for the closure? Number 76. When will business operations resume? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, everyone. I'd like to remind you all about a special visit to our production facility. Tomorrow, we'll be hosting some executives from head office. They will take a tour of our operations to find out how we are adjusting to the new regulations. This is actually an inconvenient time for us, as a shipment of industrial equipment will arrive this afternoon. We don't have much time to get this machinery installed and running before our visitors come tomorrow. Therefore, I'd like everyone to work overtime tonight to make sure everything is ready. Thank you for your cooperation.
Number 77. Where is the announcement taking place? Number 78. What will happen this afternoon? Number 79. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Stephen Gibbs from Gelb Furnishing. I'm calling to confirm an order we have here for the delivery of 50 armchairs for the lounge area of your hairdressing salon. It seems like a lot of furniture for one shop. Perhaps the original order was for 5? It appears the other part of your order for 2 lounge chairs and a high back stool is correct, however. I will wait for you to confirm with me over the phone before dispatching the items. Could you call me back at 640-555-8976 at your earliest convenience to settle the matter? Thank you.
Number 80. What business does the speaker work for? Number 81. What is the purpose of the call? Number 82. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
This is just a quick meeting to discuss the performance of our new range of noise-free dehumidifiers. We've had wide distribution, and many retail chains are carrying the products. However, we aren't successfully hitting our sales targets as outlined in the objective set at the beginning of the year. It appears that our competitors have slashed prices, and this is having an effect on sales. To help us solve this, I will put together a team to conduct a comprehensive analysis of the market, particularly focused on retail outlets. The members of this team will report back in a week with a strategy to turn our performance around.
Number 83. What product is the speaker discussing? Number 84. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 85. What does the speaker plan to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following radio news. Moving on to business news, Planetary Monthly announced that the subscription numbers for the magazine have increased more than 50% compared to a year ago. The publication was considered risky by many industry analysts at its launch. Fortunately, it has proven otherwise with its impressive figures. The circulation director attributed the magazine's success to quality articles by independent journalists. Planetary Monthly recently reported that a smartphone and tablet-compatible version will be available in June for mobile users. News of this latest announcement spread quickly, sending the company's stock to its highest daily close ever. Number 86. What does the speaker say about Planetary Monthly? Number 87. According to the director, what helped the business be successful? Number 88. What does the company plan to do in June? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
All right, everyone. We're about to get started on using the kitchen equipment for the recipes you'll be making today. There are a number of techniques that I will teach you in this session. I hope you're all prepared for it. But before that, let me just outline the rest of the day. In the morning session, you will learn how to select ingredients and use the appliances. Then we'll take a lunch break at 12:30 p.m. After that, you'll have the chance to make a special dish on your own. And one more thing, if you haven't done so yet, please be sure to add your name, phone number, and email address to the sheet I've passed around.
Number 89. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 90. What does the speaker mean when she says,
I hope you're all prepared for it.
Number 91. What are the listeners asked to do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me to speak at the California Technology Symposium. My name is Wu Liang, and I'm the head of the R&D department at Roxbury Industries. I'm excited to show you our new Boson 101 keyboard. This device uses a flat touchscreen instead of actual keys. Its smart technology allows it to learn your hand size and finger placement as you type. This decreases aches and discomforts in your hands, fingers, and wrists. If this sounds like something you want to try, we've got some models at the back. Feel free to be our guest. You'll see how quickly the Boson 101 adapts to your particular needs.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What is mentioned about the boson 101? Number 94. What does the man mean when he says,
"Feel free to be our guest"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and schedule. Welcome to Everton, everyone. I'm looking forward to a great day of showing you the sights. Now, before we get started, I want to make you aware of a change to our itinerary. We were scheduled to visit City Hall this afternoon, but a last-minute council meeting has been called and we cannot visit while it is in session. I do apologize, but instead, we will be visiting the historic Ellesmere Manor. This is where the playwright Jameson Ellesmere wrote many of his most famous works. And for those already thinking about dinner plans, you should know that the hotel sits right beside the most popular bistro in the entire city. I highly recommend checking it out. Number 95. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 96. Look at the graphic. When will the listeners visit a historic site? Number 97. What does the speaker say about the hotel? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and list.
Good morning, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Samar Bava, the building manager. Ms. Bailey asked me to speak to you today about the changes regarding the building's entrances. We'll be installing card readers at all entry points. This new system will help to keep the building more secure by only allowing in authorized personnel. You'll all be distributed new chip-enabled ID badges. Following the meeting, please email Ms. Bailey a recent photo of yourself to be used for the ID. Usually, you should call Lin Fang with inquiries, but this time Brandon Garrett is handling them instead.
Number 98. According to the speaker, why is a system being changed? Number 99. What most likely will the listeners do after the meeting? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What extension number are listeners advised to call for inquiries?